Welcome to the Post-Christian Podcast. My name is Eric Bryant. I'm one of the executive pastors at Gateway in Austin, Texas. My foundation exists to equip and empower church leaders in reaching new people and raising up leaders. I'm the author of Not Like Me and Fruitful, Becoming Who God Created You to Be. Join me on social media for Through the New Testament for Skeptics and Seekers. And be sure to sign up for my email newsletter where you can receive free resources at ericbryant.org. On today's episode, I have Dr. Tim Yee. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Wonderful. It's wonderful to meet you in this context. I just have an amazing friend that's a mutual friend of ours that introduced us. She told us both we need to get to know each other. So what better way to do it than on the podcast?
This is perfect. We're going to have fun.
Well, just looking a little bit at your websites, I would love for you to talk a little bit about how coaching, how you've been involved in advancing the kingdom, so to speak. Talk a little bit about your experience leading up to and what you're doing now.
Yeah, well, for 30 years, I've been full-time in ministry, primarily pastoring churches. Started in Southern California in Los Angeles and then in Orange County. And then had an interesting turn, actually. Went to downtown LA to a little tiny dying church, and had this opportunity for a church rebuild, church replanting project. And that came from the direction and inspiration of Dr. Timothy Keller, the late Dr. Keller, who I had a personal conversation with. And he just personally challenged me and my wife to pray about leaving the comforts of Newport Beach, California, where I was leading a wonderful missions department. And I was living in the safest city in the United States called Irvine, California. And he said, Tim, you know, what would it look like for a pastor like you to leave the suburbs for a season and come to a city center like downtown LA and use your gifts? And see what the Lord would do. And so we prayed about it, took that challenge, and we ended up leading this church for 8 years in downtown LA, Skid Row, next to Little Tokyo. And we had a wonderful, diverse church of homeless and also local artisans and doctors and lawyers, and just seeing God do some amazing things there. And then I'd landed after that up in a beautiful Carmel by the Sea and continued my pastoring up there. But I've been coaching and consulting in my life and ministry for 3 decades and in various forms, and just love pouring back into people. God's given me and you, everyone, different gifts. I just love using my gifts to help others grow in some way. So that's a little bit about me.
I love it. I love it. And as a coach, we hear a lot of executive coaches in the business world. How have you seen coaching beneficial for pastors?
Yeah. Well, you know, for pastors, I think often a lot of us pastors didn't reach out to coaches in the past. And so often pastors, at least in the North American context, we can be pretty isolated. And if we're having a challenge, sometimes we don't let other people know about it because we might be embarrassed about it, or we don't have the natural networks to reach out. So I've been really pleased over the last 10 years. I've seen a lot more pastors reach out for coaches. I reached out to a coach, had a coach help me over a series of months and even years in some situations. Been fantastic. So I think it's just for pastors to realize there are resources out there. And some of them are free. There are free resources out there. There's also obviously paid ones like myself or yourself, but I know we do pro bono work as well. So sometimes don't let your budget limit you as a pastor to reach out and ask for help. There's a ton of resources out there. And I know there's going to be someone that God's going to provide to help you, but you do need to let us know that you need help. And if you do, we can find you the right coach, the right person to help walk alongside you.
I love it. Yeah, Dr. Tim Yee, that's YEE.com. Love what you're saying. There is a lot of isolation when it comes to ministry. You can be pouring yourself out and serving others and not really creating the space to allow God to serve you through others. Yeah. And then you've got this another really remarkable
project that you lead, the True Center, that's TRUcenter.co. It sounds like a revolutionary way to mobilize. Talk a little bit about True Center.
Yeah, I can talk about True Center for a long time. It's so fun because what happened is as you and I know, we have these opportunities for further study sometimes. And so I had the opportunity to complete my doctoral project, and I went ahead and did that at Fuller Seminary. And quite honestly, I was running out of extensions. I kept extending it and extending because, you know, day-to-day ministry gets so crazy busy. And then this little thing called a COVID shutdown happened. And so trying to finish my doctoral project seemed daunting. And what I ended up doing was, under the pressure of needing to graduate, I was involved with this assessment tool. And at that time, it was called True Motivate Assessment Tools, a secular tool. But I've been given the green light as a kind of an unpaid ambassador just to use it in my churches, use it with leaders. So I started using that. And the amazing thing about that tool is that it uses your own stories to reveal the story that God is writing in you and through you. And it's the only story-based assessment that exists. It's the first and only. It's been around for 60 years, but you've probably never heard of it. Okay. So it's kind of well-kept secret, and there's just reasons for it. And so I got involved with it, and I decided to write my dissertation on it. And long story short, that attracted the attention of the Barna group, the Barna Research Group, ended up writing a curriculum for them and with them on True Motivate. That attracted the attention of a wonderful Christian philanthropist who supports missions and ministries around the world and in our nation. And he got involved, and he really wanted us to write a Christian version, a faith-inspired version of the True Motivate story-based assessment. So that's what I did. I did that with them. They fell in love with it. So this is the best assessment we've ever taken. And these are some real top leaders that that are doing some amazing things. And they formed a company. They said, we want to buy it. We want to make this our thing. And so they formed this amazing company called Motivations AI. And one of their first phone calls, very generous of them, was to call me and say, Tim, would you join our team? We know you love pastoring, but we need you to pastor pastors. We need you to pastor churches. We need you to pastor missionaries. Would you help us get the word out about this first and only story-based assessment? And I said, I'd love to join you. After some serious prayer, we decided to join them. We've been doing that since early 2023. Mm-hmm. And that's a great job I have full-time doing that. And then coaching, consulting, continue to do that on the side as well as the Lord leads.
Talk a little bit more. I'm so curious about True Center. How has that helped churches move the ball forward? What are some of the things that assessment has helped unlock in people?
Yeah, let me give you a couple examples. So we have huge churches using it, like a mega church, and we have like the tiniest little startup church plant. I've provided the True Center assessment to some of the top executives, I'd even say around the world, and also to some friends in Uganda who don't make 50 cents a day. And so the wonderful thing about the True Center assessment is that we want it to be accessible to everyone, and we want it to be affordable as well, but we also want it to be accurate and we want it to be helpful. And so, for example, for this large church, they offered it and hundreds of people took the assessment kind of all at once. And people are seeing their stories and realizing that God has gifted them in amazing, unique ways, which is very much connected to, let's say, Ephesians 2:10. You are God's workmanship, right? God has shaped you and formed you in very specific ways. And he has prepared good works in advance for you to do. And he shaped you and wired you to do those things. Well, the True Center Report helps you realize some of the ways that God has wired you for good. Some of the ways he's implanted beauty and design and purpose into your makeup. And we do that by revealing your core motivations. Your stories are revealing the stories God is writing in you and through you. And so there's these patterns of joy, these patterns of satisfaction, these patterns of even success that you're going to see in your stories. And we're saying God's behind that. And we just give language to it after 60 years of research. And so large churches are using it like that. One-on-one, sometimes I'm working with maybe a senior pastor and they're realizing how they're shaped more, and that's realigning how they're using it as they deploy that out to their entire church. So we're seeing people who are now volunteering because they're realizing how they're shaped and they hadn't volunteered before in the church. And now they're talking to their pastors about, hey, how can I serve the church in a way that uses the way God has wired me? So these great conversations are happening. And lastly, people are just having fun sharing stories. We're just getting people re-engaged and talking over coffee in a small group about, well, tell me that what's one of the stories you shared in your report? What's one of your top motivations in your report? And so it's this real natural way for people to be talking about how God has gifted them and then dreaming about what God might want to do with them in the future.
I love it. The website is trucenter.co, T-R-U, center.co. And Dr. Tim Yee, that's Y-E-E. Tim, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. If I could do anything to help anyone of your listeners, they can just reach out. I would love to give them a trial run, even of our assessment, and let them experience it for themselves.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us on the Post Christian Podcast. More resources available at ericbryant.org.